The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Hey, this is 77 WABC Radio. Welcome to the Yola Nash Show. I'm your host, Yola Nash. I'm so happy to be with all of you today, and I hope you're having a great weekend. And I have a fantastic show for you. And don't forget to tell your friends about the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio, the number one talk radio station in the country. Of course, it's Saturday, everybody's happy. But based on studies regarding our mood on different days of the week, check this out. Monday is the worst day of the week. It always has a rush feel where people mostly are going to school, to workplace. Basically, Monday is no good. Tuesday feels like the longest day of the week. Time is passing more slowly on Tuesdays. And then Wednesday and Thursday, the energy is focused and we work harder because we already see Friday and Saturday in perspective. And then Friday, we are super happy on Friday. We all know it. And then Saturday, we are happiest on Saturday. There have been multiple studies to back up that people are generally happier on weekends, regardless of how much money you make, how many hours you work, or even what you do for a living. People are happiest on weekends, and especially on Saturdays. So there you have it. Happy Saturday, everyone. And don't go anywhere. Don't leave me here by myself. Stick around and listen to the Yola Nash Show.
77 WABC.
No, I've never been premenstrual in my life.
You're not PMSing.
Not right now.
Don't believe us. Believe Yola. She's not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I never lie.
Exactly. Let's put you on the spot.
I would be like a shy mouse.
Waving through the window.
That was good.
It's Yola Nash.
Before I introduce my first guest, I'd love to mention he is the member of the most acclaimed vocal groups. They hold the record in the history of music. They received 12 Grammy nominations on one project. The legendary group has won, in general, 10 Grammys from its 20 nominations, has been inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and they are celebrating their 45th anniversary and also working on a new album. I'm so excited to introduce my very special guest. He's a member of one of the most celebrated vocal groups in the world, the best-selling, the multi-Grammy-winning quartet, the Manhattan Transfer. And today with me, Alan Paul. Alan, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
I'm so happy.
Nice to be here.
I absolutely feel honored to have you on the show. And I've heard you're originally from Newark, New Jersey.
That's right. I was born and raised in Newark.
You've been singing together for 45 years. It's like a long-lasting, amazing, beautiful marriage. How do you do this? What's the secret?
We're like a family, mm-hmm. you know. So We have been very, very fortunate in our career along the way. You know, originally when we started out in New York, playing clubs in the Village and having signed with Atlantic Records, Ahmet Erdogan, who is the founder of Atlantic Records, signed us to the label. And we had a very fruitful time when we were on Atlantic, and I think that had a lot to do with our the success, you know, and our fans,
mm-hmm.
you know, just being able to have the grace to be able to keep doing what we're doing, you know, traveling internationally and still having people that want to come and hear our music.
Mm-hmm. He basically changed your life.
He changed our life, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We were having a lot of trouble getting a record deal. You know, we had been, together for about 2.5 years and doing well live, getting our name out and everything else. But, nobody would sign us mm-hmm. because we were very different.
Right.
We weren't considered really commercial. And but when Ahmet came and saw us, he got what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
He understood the I think just for his own musical tastes, he liked what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But he saw the potential of what we had, And so I think that helped to really turn it around and to expand it outside of New York.
I've heard that he was almost like kidnapped by your manager and brought to Philly to the club where you were performing. So this is, I guess, is this how it happened?
yeah, kind of like that. That's basically the story. He he called us and said, hold a second show. I'm bringing somebody to the show. And he shows up. And he kind of pulled Ahmet into a car, into a limo, and they drove. And when he came backstage, he said, I love you guys. You guys are fabulous. I want you to be on my label.
Wow.
So it was like instantaneous, and yet it took 2.5 years to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a process, right?
It definitely is.
Yes.
It's determination, perseverance to keep on keeping on, and not to give up.
Your frame of work is so great, from jazz to pop to R&B to swing to so many other wonderful genres. How do you make your musical choices?
The group has always been eclectic. The roots, I think especially for Tim Hauser, who was the founder of our group, that we lost him like 3 years ago.
Yes, yes.
And myself and Janice Siegel, we grew up in a New York metropolitan area, and we were bombarded with music.
Mm-hmm.
All, back then, I used to listen to 77 WABC. All the time,
wow.
And it was top 40 music, and it was great, but we listened to salsa, and we listened to Broadway, and we listened to rhythm and blues, and so, it was a bombardment. It was such a multicultural web for music.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that when we got the group together, we already had this concept of taking four-part harmony, closed harmony, and applying it to different music.
I see.
And and that's kind of how it again with Atlantic and with Ahmet, he gave us the freedom
mm-hmm.
to explore.
That's a beautiful situation, yes.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just mentioned Tim Hauser, the group founder, your fantastic friend. How do you remember Tim?
Well, there are so many memories,
mm-hmm.
So many things that we had experienced together.
Right.
He was my brother. He was a mentor in many ways, we created this amazing thing together,
mm-hmm.
That legacy still goes on. We go out on the stage, every night, and I always pay homage to Tim,
mm-hmm.
Always, say what we're doing is, continuing the legacy that we had started.
Yes.
So at the time when Tim passed away, it was very, very hard. Very difficult time.
Yeah.
We're doing our 45th anniversary celebration.
Yes, what a beautiful celebration. We have to mention your incredible album, Vocalese. You got 14 Grammy nominations on that project. I believe it's the only case like this in the history of music.
Well, it was pretty unique. Anyway, it came to a point where we thought about, why don't we do a jazz album? And, of course, when we went to Atlantic, they were they really didn't want us to do this.
They didn't like the idea.
they were nervous about it.
They
said, listen, you've had all the success, doing, pop records, and they were, really good. But, doing a jazz album, it might be a little risky. But they allowed us to do it. And consequently, it became one of our most successful albums. Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
We didn't like to follow trends. We like to kind of set our own pace.
Alan, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And, you know, I'm honored to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Intimate conversations with some of the world's biggest stars. Only on the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. Tune in every weekend. WABC. Stay informed. Yola Nash is New York. Internationally award-winning documentarian film director Eric Merola featured on the Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Brzezinski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Second Opinion is his third documentary, a whistleblower story about how one of America's largest research centers had to cover up years of their own positive data to protect the status quo.
I was really scared. Here, everything was going great for me. What do you do? You've got the best job you've ever had and or may ever have in your life, and your boss is telling you to lie. So it really was a classic case of where your conscience is strained. And my response was to leak the documents. I wanted my job, and I also wanted to have a clear conscience. So I guess this is why people leak documents all the time.
Don't miss Eric Merola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I mean, it's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Merola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Merola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Merola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Merola on The Yola Nash Show. 77 WABC. It's Yola Nash, New York.
Yes, it's Yola Nash, New York. It's so great to be with all of you today. And I'd love to use a moment right now and invite you to see an award-winning, beautiful docudrama called Molly. It's based on Dr. Charles Molly's life. He's one of the most respected philanthropists in the world, who saved over 12,000 homeless children. And listen to this, his inspiring true story about father of the world's largest family returns to movie theaters for one night only due to overwhelming audience response. It was sold out across the country, and now you will get a chance to experience Molly for a special one-night presentation on Thursday, November 9th at 7 p.m. local time. For more information, visit mollymovie.com. mullymovie.com. One of the most respected philanthropists in the world, my hero, the one and only Charles Molly, Dr. Charles Molly. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so, so much for having me today here.
Let's start our conversation with the beginning. When you were just 6 years old, one day you woke up and you realized that you were abandoned by your family and you end up living on the streets for like 10 years. How did you survive? How did you feel?
Well, it was a really bad experience. As you know, that a little child needs really help from parents, needs really love, needs food, accommodation, everything. And therefore, this is what I lacked. And so I suffered. And I experienced so bad rejection. It is the bad and the worst thing that I experienced in my life.
You worked so hard and you became so successful, a fantastic businessman. Tell us a little bit about it. It's fascinating, your whole life story.
Yeah. As I was a little kid, then I grew up in that kind of really poverty, extreme poverty. Mm-hmm. And then in the hands of my father, before they left me, who was very cruel and had really abused my mother, beating her, and then left me alone to suffer. I went on up to the age of 16 years. And after 16 years, of course, I was fed up with the kind of life that I was living. And I wanted to take away my own life, to terminate it. And because I had nothing, I did not have any hope.
Wow.
And therefore, I decided to commit suicide. And through that, somebody saw me desperate, really looking pale. And he invited me to go with him. And where I went, it was just in a church. I found many young people dancing and they were happy. But myself, I was not. I took about 4 days, day and night, running, walking to the city of Nairobi, wow, hoping that I could get a job there. But I decided to move to the residential houses. I kept on knocking because I was feeling very angry. I had never eaten for a long time. I needed water. Mm-hmm. I needed a shelter. And therefore, as I knocked, the door was opened. A woman, an Asian lady, she opened and then she received me so well. I explained my problem and she gave me food, the job to do. I was employed there. I started working. After sometimes I was promoted. I bought a vehicle. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do something great. And therefore, through that car, I made money as a taxi. I bought several vehicles. I had a transport company. I was appointed to become distributor, mm-hmm, of oil products, gas, and so many things such as Bridgestone Tire, Michelin, Firestone. And so I went on and then opened a real estate, mm-hmm, and insurance broking firm. So I became a wealthy man. But that never stopped there. Of course, I had everything that a man would really desire to have. When I saw children crying everywhere, when I saw women, when I see all the poor people, mm-hmm, the reflection of their faces, their problem, it reminded me of my past time, when I did not have food, no clothing, no shelter. And then 1989, I could not work anymore. And therefore, I decided to give all that what I had and start the ministry of helping children over the last few years.
So you basically sold all your businesses. You decided to completely change your life, change the direction of your life.
Yes. Wow. I decided to change, and of course, I know there was the spirit which was confronting me and asking me, you must be the father of the fatherless.
You know, Charles, you were a multimillionaire. You were a super amazing businessman, and when you made this decision to sell all the businesses and help the street children, everybody was looking at you like, this is a crazy man. It's crazy.
I tell you, it was really so bad because, you know, those people rejected me again.
Yes.
They said, now you are choosing the wrong side. You are helping people who will never, ever help you. Mm-hmm. You are wasting your time. You are wasting your money. You are wasting your wealth. And you are putting your own family to jeopardy. But I said, I will never listen to you people.
Wow.
I will follow my way that God has called me to be the father the fatherless.
You saved and you became a daddy Molly to 12,000 orphans. How does it make you feel? It's unheard of.
Indeed, that joy you see with me, it's like that day and night. You enjoy because of the fact that all these young kids, mm-hmm, you see them growing up, growing and growing, becoming women and men. You see them, excelling and being successful in education, and they become doctors, engineers, becoming, good mothers and fathers.
Yes.
And so it makes me very, very happy.
Wow.
There is nothing like that, seeing the transformation of lives of young people.
You created Molly Children's Family, one of the largest rescue.
Family.
Family. The children rescue organization in the world.
Yes.
And, you know, what was the most challenging and what is the most challenging to keep going, to continue, to keep the spirit and this energy driving you forward? How difficult it is?
First and foremost, with the children, everybody knows when you have even two or five children, how it takes.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how much you spend on them to buy clothes or feed them or educate them, but the you know, loving them and bring them close and bring them in the way that they become morally upright, morally that they are loved, they have a good spirit, and of course, my spirit is for only helping, is for rescuing ever in the remaining part of my life. And so seeing them now coming this way, it gives me really joy. And there is nothing ever in this world that I can compare.
What is your dream for the future?
Well, I have many dreams. My dreams are that people get to understand the real life. The real life is when you are helping other people. And again, to see what really God has done through a very simple, you know, person like me, and as I was rejected, and how he has enabled me, and working very hard, and be able to give to the poor my life and my money and my time. So this is what I ask you, all and everybody who is listening to me, to come to the Moli movie so that you will see what really happens when a little boy like me gets that spirit of supporting and helping others in this world.
That's so fantastic. When we look at your achievements, when we look what you've done with your life, how many children you have saved. It's just unbelievable, makes me speechless. No words can really describe it and express what I feel. So I feel absolutely honored to have you on the show today. Dr. Charles Moli, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so, so much for having me here, and I look forward for you coming to see
absolutely
the Moli movie.
The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show. Love, learn, and laugh. Internationally award-winning documentary and film director Eric Merola, featured on the Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Brzezinski, about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Don't miss Eric Merola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I can't even... It's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Merola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Merola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Merola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Merola on The Yola Nash Show.
Welcome back to The Yola Nash Show. I'm your host, Yola Nash. Happy to introduce my next segment, The Poetry Corner. I'm learning that more and more of you are loving that segment, which makes me so happy. So let's feature my favorite poet, writer, and artist, Fela, a.k.a. Mano Dano. And that's MahnoDano, manodano.com. And her poetry is gaining a great recognition. She writes so many beautiful poems. Listen to this one.
Will you love me? Will you hold me when I die? And my spirit soars freed from this body? Will you hold me Will you kiss me when it is time to release all my stories of old? All those stories of adventures to the unknown followed strange and mysterious calling. Tales of courage and defeat right to the bone. Now it's time to surrender, let go. Will you soothe me and caress me, hold my hand, till my toes safely touch the unworldly? Will you keep for me the secrets I've told of the pain carried deep in my heart? I've laughed and have explored what cannot be found. Now my time has run out. I'm not frightened. There's something I still wish. It is the unbound. Radiant light shining inside and out. Will you hold me? Will you whisper in my ear when my spirit departs on its journey? Will you stay by my side while I make amends? Time to sleep. Rest my head safe on your wings. I see beings, outstretched arms and sweet radiant light. There are waves of a love unimagined. I'm so grateful for your hands and kind, gentle might that have guided me. Now, I'm free.
I love her poetry, so beautifully written. We'll feature Fella next week. Now it's time to say goodbye. That's all for today's episode. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Remember, we can always connect on Sunday at 4 p.m. every first Sunday of the month and Saturday 2 a.m. weekly. And please don't miss my exclusive on-camera celebrity interviews on our popular video podcast featured on WABCRadio.com. Thanks again for today. Be well, stay happy, love each other. I'm Yola Nash.
77 WABC. It's Yola Nash, New York.